Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hello, Spanish beginners. This is Latin American Santa. I'm not a bad hombre. Are you ready to learn some Spanish?
¡Vamos!
Hey there, Latin lover. Or should I say, Latin L lover. ¿Cómo te va? Me llamo Marco, and I'm the host of this podcast created in Latin America for Spanish beginners. Looking to get into the holiday spirit while also practicing Spanish this season?
Yes!
Then this is the perfect episode for you. You will learn about three of the most popular carols that you can sing and practice your Spanish while having some holiday fun. ¿Listos para cantar y aprender?
¡Sir! ¡Yes, sir!
¡Vamos! Why carols, villancicos, in this episode? Well, the lyrics are relatively simple and they have a very catchy tune, the perfect combination to learn Spanish and have a lot of fun. Let's have a look at the first villancico, Feliz Navidad. That's the name, Feliz Navidad. Any ideas what Feliz Navidad means? ¿Qué significa Feliz Navidad? I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. Well, Feliz Navidad significa Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Feliz Navidad. Easy to remember. And that's the name of the carol we'll listen. I'll just play a short fragment. I don't want to have any copyright issues.
You are getting sued.
It's just with the purpose of teaching Spanish. Let's listen then.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
This carol is a classic and it's perfect for Spanish beginners because the lyrics are very simple. All it says is Feliz Navidad, Prospero año, prosperous year, y felicidad, happiness. And here you can expand your vocabulary. Feliz is an adjective to describe the mood of a person. Yo estoy feliz. And felicidad is the noun, the concept, felicidad. So feliz is related to felicidad, la felicidad. If you were ever wondering about what the lyrics of Feliz Navidad said, there you have the explanation. I think this song is also popular in the United States. If you didn't know about this carol, it's Feliz Navidad by José Feliciano. Our next carol is Campana sobre Campana. Maybe that name doesn't ring any Christmas bell. I'll explain some of the key Spanish words and phrases in the chorus so you can understand the lyrics better. Just the chorus, because this one has some more complex lyrics compared to Feliz Navidad. But the chorus is simple. Let's listen. Belén, campanas de Belén. que los ángeles tocan, que nuevas me traéis. Okay, Belén is Bethlehem in Spanish. Belén, the place in the Bible where it's believed Jesus was born. Also, Belén can mean in Spanish a nativity scene. In some countries, they talk about a Belén. Hay un Belén en la plaza. There is a nativity scene in the plaza. Un Belén. In the sense of the song, it's referred clearly to the place. Belén, campanas de Belén. Campanas. What is campanas? Campanas is bells. C-A-M-P-A-N-A-S. Campanas. Que los ángeles tocan, que nuevas me traéis. In that fragment, there is a verb related to music. Tocar. Que los ángeles tocan, that the angels play. They play the bells, las campanas. Tocar las campanas. You can use tocar with any instrument you play. We don't say jugar un instrumento en español. That's a very common confusion. We say tocar un instrumento. And in this case, los ángeles tocan las campanas. So once again, Belén, campanas de Belén, que los ángeles tocan. And then, ¿qué nuevas me traéis? Nuevas, N-U-E-V-A-S, is an old-fashioned word for news. Las nuevas. The equivalent of tidings, the glad tidings, las buenas nuevas. So when the angels play the bells, the person is asking, where are the glad tidings, angels? That's what the person is asking there. ¿Qué nuevas me traéis? And this is something very common in villancicos, carols. En los villancicos hay palabras antiguas. There are old-fashioned words, palabras antiguas. And I think it's the same in English. Merry Christmas and not Happy Christmas, you see? Because normally this song has been passed on from generation to generation. ¿Qué nuevas me traes? What news are you bringing? Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome. I'm really glad to tell you my talent. And that's the chorus of Campana sobre Campana. And finally, a classic among classics, Noche de Paz. Not sure what this carol is? You probably recognize this tune. Aha, Silent Night. But the lyrics in Spanish are not the exact translation, not word by word. Let's listen and review the vocab.
Noche de paz, noche de amor, todo duerme alrededor.
Okay, so noche de paz. Peaceful night. That's how we say it in Spanish. Peaceful night. Noche de paz. Noche de amor. In this case, love night. As Spanish speakers, we had to do that to the song. We are more spicy, Latinos. It's not holy night, it's noche de amor. Todo duermen derredor, meaning everything sleeps around. In a way, the sense of all is calm, all is bright, is kept in the song, just expressed differently to fit the rhythm and tune of the song. So, todo duerme, everything sleeps, en derredor. En derredor means around, and it's not very common nowadays, so that's why some carols have changed it into alrededor, around, alrededor. So I'll sing the most current version.
No.
Noche de paz. Okay. Okay, one more time. Noche de paz. Noche de amor. todo duerme alrededor. Sorry for breaking your glasses. And that's all for today. Gracias por escuchar Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a 5-star review and recommend it to your friends on social media. That really, really helps us to grow, reach more Spanish learners, and continue creating content to help you with your Spanish. And if you want to get updates about new Latinale content, videos, podcasts, courses, and much more, subscribe to our newsletter. For more information, visit www.latinale.com or check out the episode description. ¡Hasta la próxima! ¡Chao, chao!
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.